All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, all that good stuff, Stitcher. We're really excited because longtime veteran radio talent Scott Farrell is bringing his coast to coast show to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, 1 to 3 Pacific, and that begins today. And Scott and I, when he was at KMBR in 94, and we would simulcast his show once a week on Sports Channel, I was the technical director in the studio. And Scott, you always referred to me as Ricky T. That was a long time ago. You remember them good old days?
Man, that is crazy. I can't even, it's weird. I was just doing a podcast or something over the weekend with my guys or whatever, and they told me, whatever you do, I need 13 minutes on San Francisco. And so I said, all right, just lay down 13 minutes. So I started doing this 13 minutes. I figured, what do I talk about? And so the thing I ended up talking about was Farrellovision on Sports Channel, like how what I remember most about it was, tell me if I'm wrong, Rick, like I was so violent and crazy at KMBR on the radio that they, and we broke all the windows, we broke all the walls, we shot slap shots through the drywall, and we had destroyed the radio station, and they kicked us out of the radio station at some level, if I remember correctly. There was a little fog there. It's been a long time, but and there was a fog for many other reasons, but I remember them kicking me out, and then I ended up going over and doing the TV show at the, like, TV studio in some, like, warehouse. Is that about right?
That's where I was, yeah. So you would, when you came in, it's funny, yeah, because you, and I see Joe McCarthyism all the time. He's still out here. You had the hockey sticks going over there, and Agnew and Salvatore, whatever, they kick you out.
Right.
And you came over, and that was a lot of fun for me. And I remember one time, because the World Cup was going on, I gave you my USA jersey to wear, and you would come into the studio. You would just wander around, and you'd come in, and you'd talk to me as the technical director.
Right.
But, man, those were fun times, Scott.
Well, listen, I have to agree with you, because it was one of the greatest things I ever did, right? So here I was doing this radio show at KMBR, and like, you know, I got to be honest with you, I just thought they were a bunch of D's, right? Like, I was like, these dudes are so stuck up, they are, I just want to beat their faces in. I like, the minute I got there, I was like, man, I don't know, what have I got myself into? Because they're all a bunch of snobs. And I was like, you know, I'm just a cool dude, right? Like, you know that. That's the reality of it. I'm a surfer, like, pot smoking surfer, skateboarder, like, you know, chasing chicks and bikinis kind of guy. I got a gambling problem, all the rest. And so I go out there, and I'm just rowdy and crazy and wild and just partying and going nuts. And the show was huge. It was number one in San Francisco. I know that. And then Sports Channel came along, and they're like, we're going to simulcast your radio show on TV across America. And I remember it being on in, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, Philly, New York, Miami, Atlanta, et cetera, right? And I'm like, wow, these are some huge markets. This is unbelievable. And the funny thing was, like, I remember about it was, is that I remember I filmed the open of the show, right? The open of the show was like this, whatever, one-minute clip. And I remember dunking in the hood. I dunked a basketball in the hood. I went right down the lane and just threw down like a white boy tomahawk dunk. And then I remember wearing a Notre Dame helmet in a bar, drunk, and I was smashing my head in with a baseball bat. And I just thought, these people are letting me, they let me go shopping. I remember that. I went to a sports store in San Francisco, and Sports Channel let me go shopping. And I bought, like, the entire store, and we turned it into the set for the TV show. I tell you, Rick, I mean, it brings back a lot of memories, because it was, like, the coolest thing I ever did up to that point in my life. Like, I went and worked for MTV for a number of years, where I was, you know, completely lit and insane, long hair and partied and was an animal. And I was literally just trying to get laid, right? And I was hanging out with Carmen Electra, Jenny McCarthy, all these hot chicks. And I was like, this is crazy. I want to be naked. And then, but I got to be honest, the best time I ever had doing television television, and I've done a lot of it. I've done it in New York. I've done movies. I've done everything. I'm being honest with you. I kid you not when I tell you this, that Sports Channel was the best time I ever had in my entire life where, like, someone let me be me and get away with it. I remember we went to the bathroom off the roof of the building at KMBR. We were literally going to the bathroom off the roof of the building in a rainstorm, and there were people standing in line underneath getting into a club, and they had no idea that we were going to the bathroom on them because it was pouring down rain outside. And we were stupid idiots, and we were behaving very poorly, and we were drunk and high and everything else. This is just what I remember at the time. And I was certainly a lot younger. I think I was like 30 years old or something like that. I'm 55 years old now, right? So I just remember it being the greatest time ever, Rick, to be honest with you. And I do remember you, and I definitely remember McCarthy. I can't believe you brought that dude's name up. I love that dude. He was a nuthead, and I remember just having a blast doing the show with him every day. He was just a great producer, and you guys did a great job. It was a cool show.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Yes, and we're the exact same age, so it's funny. By the way, we're speaking with Scott Farrell. The Coast to Coast is going to come over here on Sports Byline 1-3 from the Sports Grid. Looking forward to it. But you're right. You go to KMBR, and they did a little bit of a shakeup. They got the old guy from Cleveland, Pete Franklin. They got the San Francisco guy in Gary Radnich. They got the new golden boy in Fitzgerald. And they all would talk crap about you during their show. They were obsessed with you. And then I think you went off the handle. You're like, look, if you're not going to like me, I'm just going to be even more wild.
That's what happened. I mean, you got it down to a science. That's exactly what happened. I'm like, okay, well, first of all, I remember Pete liked me. And I was a big fan of knowing his legend, right? So I was like, I respected him. And I went in knowing who he was, and I'm like, this guy's an absolute icon in the business. So I respect you from the jump, right? And then the other guy, Raditz, just hated me. And he was like the star guy in San Francisco at the time. And he was, you know, rightfully so. He was great at what he did. And I was cool with that. And I understood that. And then Fitz was just a young guy that I thought was like, you know, calling warrior games. So I was like, I'm cool with him. And I'm cool with everybody. You know that I'm just, bottom line, I'm a cool dude. And that's it. It's simple as that. So I got one guy, like, I respect the old man, right? And then the other guy, I respect him because he's like, owns the market. So I'm cool with him. And then the other one's just a young guy, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm cool with him. Then this other guy, this middle guy, Radner, starts talking bad about me every day, just endlessly talking bad about me and just going after me one after the next, just making fun of me and everything else. And with all my beer pouring and shots and beers and smoking fatties and everything else and chasing women, I'm like, bro, believe me, I am, you know, you can't even hold my onions. Trust me, I'm a badass. You're a wussy. I will beat your ass. Okay, here's what's going to happen. I will beat your ass, all right? So not only did I do that, I did it on the radio easily, right? They all made fun of me until I was number one in San Francisco in 5 minutes. And then I dominated the market. And it took me 1 year, and what happened? I was out of there, right? And I was on in 250 cities. They didn't call him to do it. They didn't call old Pete to do it. They didn't call Bob to do it. They called me to do it because I make people millions. So here's the deal. I got huge. They didn't like it, and that's what happened. But here's the funny story, Rick. Go fast forward 25 years, right? So I eventually reach out to Gary Radnich, right? And I put him on my show on CBS Sports Radio in 200 and some markets nationally. The show's huge, blah, blah, blah. And I put him on, and I talked about the whole situation with him. Like, I relived the entire thing with him, right? I was in the air with him, And I talked about his career, his brilliant career, and I think he was retiring at the time, right? And I gave him all these kudos and props and respect and admiration for what he'd accomplished in his career. And I also laid out on the table what I thought of, you know, how he treated me when I got there. I just told him, like, I could never understand people like that. I don't do that to people. One of the things that was interesting was that we became, I thought, very cordial over that hour. He came on the show, and we got along very well, and everything worked out. Everything was fine. Everything's golden, and we move on in life. And it was weird how it ended up. Like, I would say we're respectful of one another, and And then I reached out and told him that, you know, I thought he was great at what he did in his career. And he was a real special broadcaster in San Francisco, and I respected that. And I thought he had a great, brilliant career. And I think he was moved by that. And then, you know, I just told him how I felt about the other stuff. The thing about the other stuff is that I've had people say stuff about me bad my whole career. When I was on The Fan in New York, Mike and the Mad Dog did it to me for, you know, the first year I was there. All they did was say they wouldn't work there if they were going to air me, and that they weren't going to put up with it. They're just not going to have this lunatic on the radio. And then that lunatic was getting 10 shares, and I was number one in New York for 5 years, every single rating book. So I worked for Mel Karmazin, right? He was a guy that made Howard Stern, and he made me. And the bottom line is that Mike and the Mad Dog were the greatest show in the history of New York, or maybe in sports radio, on a level like people have never obtained a level that high. So I completely realize who they are and what they accomplished, and they deserve it. They've been brilliant and incredible stars in radio. But the fact that neither one of them could respect someone else being different or being unique or being loud or wild or crazy or young or 18 to 34, the, you know, king of that or whatever, they just didn't respect anyone. They just only looked at themselves and no one else. It was, you know, we're the best, you suck, get out, you're not in our league. Well, the funny thing was, is I was in their league, and I was on another level. So they were number one in New York, and I was number one in 250 markets. And then, and it was so funny, I ended up working for Howard Stern, right? So Howard hires me, and I do Howard 101 for 7 years, and what happens? Then all of a sudden, Chris Russo respects me now that I'm in the studio next to his studio when he's doing Mad Dog Radio. Suddenly now, he respects me because I'm working for the guy that's 10 times bigger than he'll ever be. Okay, so it's funny. Howard chose me. Out of millions of people, he chose me. But I got to, like, suck up to this guy. I'm like, you remember me? And he's like, of course. And then we became friends because I'm a respectful, cool person. And I've said it 50 times because it's true. I don't treat people like crap. I treat people, everyone, cool. You know it. McCarthy knows it. Everyone that knows me knows it. And then these phonies, I got to deal with my whole career. So you know what I do? I just call them right out. I just say it right to their face. You're a fat ass. You're a phony. And I'll beat your ass. And your wife doesn't sleep with you. So here's the deal. And you're a skinny little twit. And I'll beat your ass too. And your wife wants to sleep with me. So here's the deal. Here's how things are going to go around here. I'm in charge now. No one cares what you say. I'm going to do it my way, whether you like it or not. And that's what happened. It was like, you know, you want to play games? Okay, we can play that game too. You want to get dirty? I'm better at it. You want to be mean? I'm meaner than you. You want to be loud? I definitely am louder. So it was like I had this, like, constant battle my whole career with guys that just didn't like it or didn't want me there or didn't want me on the air and all this other nonsense. And to be honest, Rick, it was pathetic. It was truly pathetic. I worked with Fatso, Fat Sessa, for like the last 7 years of my career. He was in there doing The Fan, right? And this guy won't even say hi to people. No one in the building even says hi to him. His own limo driver wants to kill him. And then I'm going to suck up to him. Good luck. I was like, dude, look at you. You're an old man, can't even walk, and everyone here hates your guts. Meanwhile, I'm walking the door. You'd think I was Elvis. I got everybody partying, gambling, drinking, smoking, eating steaks, going to strip clubs. Who's fun and who's a loser? Okay, so you could be the biggest talent ever, but if everyone hates your guts, what do you have when you go to your tomb? Nothing. You got nothing. Now, the worms don't even want to suck on you.
Well, listen, I hate to interrupt you, but we got to go to a break. Scott, we're really excited to have you on Coast to Coast from the Sports Grid, 1 to 3 Pacific time, man. And when you're in San Francisco, you got to come in studio, my man.
My man, Darren Pack, running Sports Byline. I can't wait to be on. In fact, what's crazy is I thought I'd been on already.
I think you probably have at some point. Hey, Scott, let's talk again soon,
already,
my man.
Hey, dude, it's good talking to you. Say hi to Joe for me. It's great being on. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Byline.